Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 12-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining. Drop, keep screaming for more. Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show with Mike and Stu. And our support group here, Steve and Phil in the background. But
Phil is our emotional support animal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But wow. Yes, welcome to another edition of the Sip and Chew Show on this fine, fine, beautiful, nice fall Sunday morning. Can't wait for after the show.
Really? What's going on?
We go. Well, we've been invited to, oh, bless you. Bless you, that's enough.
Just keep talking.
Okay. We've been invited to go sample some bourbons today.
We're going to slip us some whiskey.
Why Buffy? Oh, nice.
You know, but me and Buffy. No, there is no Buffy. Anyway,
Stuffy with
Wayne Stuffy, season. Yeah, but we're looking forward to it. This comes around once a year. It's called Bourbon by the Bay, and it's going to be held at the cathedral downtown. The temple, I'm sorry, the temple downtown.
The cathedral would really be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it? Be pretty ceiling. But now it's at the temple. Everybody knows where the temple is. But it happens to be, like, close to my place, so I can walk there and crawl back.
You can waddle there.
Or waddle back,
and weeble back.
So, anywho, but that'll be our day today. But anywho.
And we do it for you, the listener.
Mm-hmm.
We make these sacrifices.
And we'll talk about it next Sunday, what we like the most. And,
so, is this, like, just an excuse to break out the bottle of bourbon or what?
Well, actually, I forget how many different type of representatives of bourbons are going to be there. It's quite a few. And
it's more like they break out 40 kinds of
and they'll have bourbon. Each booth will have
premium whiskeys and bourbons, right?
Well, their whole gamut.
They have their whole list. They go from, you know, from their beginner mm-hmm. to their finest things they have in their portfolio.
Yeah, they go from the paper bag waddling in the back alley all the way up to the crystal decanter.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Wow. But
yeah, they'll all be represented there today, and looking forward to it. Our friend Seth Detling with Detling Distillery out of Atmore, Alabama, he'll be there sampling his bourbon.
Is there a purpose behind all this? I guess is
for charity. I forget which one.
Which charity it is.
Partnership, isn't it?
It's going to be great music there. It's going to be Phil and Foster will be there playing, and always looking forward to hear them guys. They do a great job entertaining, mm-hmm. and then there's it's a charity event. And
Coastal Alabama Partnership, I believe, is what it's for. They help to benefit a strong voice regional infrastructural needs. Yeah.
Man can read, can he?
Yeah, he's pretty good for a Midwestern boy.
Oh, here we go. Oh, look at there. There's the phone. I got to go.
So, anywho.
They don't talk right.
Anywho. All right. Well, so, Stu, what's going on in your world this week? Anything interesting?
Nah, not really. Oh, well, it is nice to be the fan of a college sports team who went undefeated both in basketball and football this week. That's nice.
This week?
Yeah, this week. I'll take it. I mean, the basketball going undefeated is not that big a deal. But
yeah,
Auburn looked like a different team yesterday. Of course, they weren't playing anybody. Every time Peyton Thorne gets in front of a nobody team, he looks like Peyton mm-hmm. Manning. But Cam Coleman – from Central Phoenix City, the guy that was actually rated above Ryan Wilder or Ryan Williams that y'all got, went off yesterday. 5 catches, 3 touchdowns, 100 yards.
But you just said, but it was.
If you saw the catches he made.
I saw a picture of a
that one-handed catch. Yeah. That doesn't matter who your opponent is.
Yeah.
That's all about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had another fade pattern in the corner that was just fantastic. And he's a big kid. He's like 6'3 or 6'4, about 210 pounds, playing wide receiver.
Yeah.
He's big. And y'all did not lose yesterday.
Oh, y'all squeaked by Mighty Mercer.
Yeah. And that's the one thing that I could take a little pride in is the team we played yesterday would schedule the team y'all played yesterday if they wanted an easy W. And y'all took care of business, y'all.
Yeah.
We're looking good here in the second
part. It was a good practice game.
Yeah.
But I had opportunity to go, but I'm still moving. my body, I haven't worked every muscle yet. I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
I hung some LED lighting in my garage yesterday, and it was the garage is packed full of stuff, and I had to work like a contortionist trying to hang LED lighting up there so I could see.
Yeah.
In the darn place, because I had like two lighting fixtures from the 50s hanging up in there, and the sheetrock was brittle. And so, but that's because it's exposed more to the outside than the inside of the house. Mm. But anyway.
I did see, while you were out a couple of weeks ago, I did 7 dishes at local restaurants that were my favorite bites in Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I can no longer get one of those. Mandina's in Spanish Fort is no longer Mandina's in Spanish Fort.
Right.
I believe it is called Rosemary's Restaurant, and it's Italian food now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the food is fine. I looked through the pictures. Looks like that they had some great dishes. But now I got to go all the way to New Orleans to get good trout meuniere. Or
they're not going to have that there?
Huh?
They're not going to have that there still?
It's a different restaurant.
It's not the same owners?
No, it's this is an Italian restaurant now.
Well, Mandina's is the Italian family.
Yeah, but trout meuniere is not an Italian dish. Mandina's is an Italian and Creole restaurant.
Yeah.
Their menu split half and half.
That caught a lot of people off guard.
It did me. It hurt my soul. So any other local restaurant, if you want to bring back trout meuniere, a dish that is famous along the Gulf Coast, but people have forgotten about it, by all means, do it and let me know. Pete, are you listening?
Well, Alex.
Yeah. And, well, that's not. It's still not an Italian dish, Mike. That's a Creole dish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you keep saying that, but yeah. What about Boudreaux's?
If they want to do it, sure.
They may do it already.
Yeah. Now, no shway, dadgummit.
No shway.
Yeah.
No shway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ask people when I go, because the other day I went to Clovis Cafe in Fairhope and I saw they had spaghetti and catfish as specials that day. So she fixed me a plate where I got the spaghetti and the catfish, which is an African American dish in the Delta, famous in the Delta from down in the Delta of Mississippi all the way up to Memphis.
You mean spaghetti with fried catfish?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, see, I saw Alton Brown and Anthony Bourdain. They did it with fried chicken. They did it with waffles. They did it with catfish. Yeah. Well, she just happened to have 2 specials Friday.
That you could do that with.
I combined them.
Yeah.
And I said, can I get the catfish and some spaghetti on the side? So she gave me a plate full of spaghetti and 2 big old pieces of fried catfish, and they were delicious.
I tell you what I made the other week.
What?
Very, very hardcore, you listen, David Hubble, Cajun dish, alligator sauce piquant.
Piquant.
Mm. Yeah, which is basically a spicy spaghetti with alligator instead of ground beef.
Hmm.
Cajun spices.
Where did that boy go now?
Yeah. That is the first dish I ever remember watching Justin Wilson cook.
Okay.
And he said, what wines goes with this? Whatever wines you like.
Mm-hmm. I love watching that show.
Yep.
As a kid, I've watched it as a kid.
And that's why I can pronounce it correctly, because the only time I've heard anyone pronounce it was Justin Wilson.
I still say onion.
Yeah.
I still say onion.
Say some numbers, Mike.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club call in and text in line.
Very good, sir.
Made it nearly 7 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Thanks, folks, Mike.
Hey, we got a few folks to thank. We got to thank Bob's Downtown Diner.
We're going to thank
Fat Happy, which I ate breakfast at this morning. I had the cornmeal battered catfish and the Gouda grits, and they were Gouda.
Good, good.
So, and I got a sausage patty. So
yeah.
But
that was good. I see what you did. The Gouda. Uh-huh. Grits, they were
Gouda. Yeah. They're Gouda. But and recently Bob's just experienced their 10-year anniversary, and there's a great story about Tony in the Facebook thingy there about our Southern Souls that Lynn Oshu did on him. Great story. Knew most of it. So anyway. Also, we want to thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
We're probably going to see them folks today.
I know we're going to see them.
Yep.
I know we're going to see them. And we want to thank Butch Cassidy's over there in the heart of Floshell, which is O'Shell and Florida Street. But he's on the Florida Street side. So anyway,
yep.
Other than that, hey, yeah. Did you know today is National Baklava Day?
Ooh, everybody loves baklava.
Oh, who doesn't? Hey, oppa, baklava.
That quote I just did is from a TV commercial that was about pop-ups on your browser.
Mm-hmm.
And it said it's just like if somebody was knocking on your door constantly and they'd hear the doorbell ring, they'd open the door, and somebody's like, be the first in your neighborhood to own all of them. And then it rings again, and this guy goes, everybody loves baklava. And she slams the door again.
Oh.
But I love the phrase, everybody loves baklava.
Okay.
Well.
I do.
Yep.
And we just, I think everybody's already had their Greek Fest.
Yep.
I got it out of the way. But
generally October, isn't it?
Huh?
It's October.
Yeah, late October, mainly October, yeah. But I've seen them have them as late as early part of November. But, yeah, Pensacola,
Mobile. Used to always be the day of the Alabama-LSU game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really did. And they would have two big screens set up under the tent mm-hmm. so that people could keep on drinking and dancing and watching the Tide and the Tigers.
Yeah. But
I ventured to your birth state this week to do a little hiking. There's a canyon called Red Bluff
mm-hmm.
where the difference between a canyon and a valley is that a valley is you have mountains on each side. A canyon is flat surface and something has eroded down into it.
Yeah.
And what it gives you is this red clay canyon that looks a lot like what you'd find in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Missed the turnoff somehow. Google did not have good directions to it. And I found it on All Trails. I should have been using All Trails because it had, as soon as I pulled it up when we got back home and I looked at All Trails and went, oh, yeah, that's that driveway I thought is just a driveway. I remember seeing the road. But we round the corner and on the other side of the road from where the canyon was, you're on this ridge and, dude, you could see east back across Mississippi almost all the way to Hattiesburg.
Wow.
So we got out and just enjoyed that, took a picture of the Beaver Moon, which was this big moon that we've had this week, the last super moon of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we also made a stop at Ward's Restaurant. Those who know.
If you know, you know.
Those who don't, you got to go to Hattiesburg, go to Ward's. Or Leakesville.
Or McLean.
Or Gulfport.
McLean, Mississippi.
36 locations from Jackson all the way down to Gulfport.
There used to be one on O'Shell Road, which is now a Subway.
Yep. Family-owned, two brothers. One would work day shift, the other would work night shift, and they had been open for years before someone realized it wasn't just one really hard-working man. and then they ultimately grew into it. But you know what the draw is. Chili. They're known for their chili, especially on a cheeseburger. And like my friend Kendra said, one of the things I like about them is they realize mustard is supposed to go with chili. When it's on a hot dog or on a hamburger, there should be mustard there.
That's how I usually eat mine.
Mustard and chili, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sauerkraut. I like sauerkraut.
I don't know if they had any, but we also got, they make their own root beer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In-house, frosty mug. I know Steve knows what we're talking about. All I got to do is say A&W.
Exactly. Yeah. I miss my A&W root beer and root beer floats, buddy. Ooh, oh, man.
We took a trip up to North Dakota a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we stopped in Ward's.
On the way up.
Yeah, because my girlfriend at the time had never tried Ward's. Mm-hmm. And then when we got to Cedar Rapids, I think, we went to an A&W.
Yeah.
Because she never experienced one of those.
Yeah.
So that was like it, 2 days in a row we had root beer and a frosty mug and a chili cheeseburger or a hot dog.
You know, and they used to make frosty root beer. You very, very seldom now find that in the
bottle. You can find it.
Mike's the guy that talked
to you. I used to have a soft drink business.
Yeah.
And I dealt in vintage soft drink. And Frosties and Dad's were my biggest sellers.
Frosty and Dad's. With I like
the
Frosty's.
Is the Myers Marketplace there at Greelot still got them?
No.
No. Okay. No. I know they were your client, and I thought maybe they got them from someone else.
But they were made with pure cane sugar.
Yeah.
Instead of
high fructose.
You get fructose drinks, but and I have a source for that, but the company makes them with pure cane sugars out of Washington State. It costs an arm and a leg just to ship them, but there's like
Let me put you on something else that's local. And I ain't talking about Barks because as soon as Coca-Cola bought them, they put HFCS in.
Yeah.
Abita, the beer company.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, their root beer
That's
is incredible.
That's one of the finest root beers there is.
Yeah. It's unbelievably good.
Mm. I'm kind of a root beer snob.
Yeah. It's not a birch beer like Barks. Barks is a wonderful birch beer. There's three different roots that you make it from. Birch is one of them.
Okay.
And that's what gives Barks that bite that they have.
Well, it's got caffeine, too.
Right.
It's one of the few that have caffeine.
Right, and I'm sure it's added to it. But that's why it tastes so different than what you're used to with sarsaparillas and just regular root beer, which is made from sassafras.
I got you.
But, so it is a totally different root beer, although it is still root beer. And of the type that it is, the birch beer, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mark's is a fantastic birch beer. But birch beers are not good for root beer floats.
No.
Yeah. Barks makes a terrible root beer float.
Yeah, that's what part of the reason I went through that phase early on. You get into it, and then you move away, and you find, it's just root beer. Root beer is root beer. No,
because of the different roots they
use. It's not. See, I'm not a fan of A&W because, to me, it's too vanilla-y like.
Oh, that's smooth, man. That's wild.
Well, that's industrialization of it. But if you got it in an A&W, you'd really get it in.
Yes.
Well, we had one on Spring Hill, Moffitt at Spring Hill, like back in the 60s. And it had the big mug on the roof spun around.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. The first A&W I ate at was in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a pizza burger.
Yeah.
A burger with pepperoni and mozzarella and marinara on it. Because I was like, I never can decide, what do you want to dinner tonight when we're on the road? Pizza or burgers? Because it's always one of those two that I wanted. And then I saw that at A&W and went, a pizza burger.
And they made it with pork and beef mixed into the patty. That was the secret.
Over in Louisiana, there's still some around, Frost Top. And they sell Frost Top at Rouse's. Frost Top was a restaurant, and you go in there and get a burger, get a hot dog. Corn dog, all that stuff. They had their own root beer too.
Hmm.
And when you ordered the root beer, they gave you a frosted mug.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a guy who'd walk around the restaurant filling your mug up.
Yeah,
and that was cool. I like that. The one at Thibodeau by Rouse's headquarters, when I used to go there once a month to deal with them, they bulldozed it after COVID. They bulldozed it. I'm going, what? That was the only one I knew of.
We did the Miracle Mile in where I grew up, Colby, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And it was at the end of the Miracle Mile, and you turn right back around, went down to Toys, Guns, and Yo-Yos, Gibsons, TGMY, and then you made it back down. But, you had to stop in and do the root beer float, and you had to do the onion rings.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A&W is a national treasure out there.
I liked IBC too.
It's like Stuckey's.
IBC, IBC is a fantastic root beer. But I'm at the ABC restaurants the A&W restaurants.
Yeah, right.
And they used to be the pull up like Sonic is now, the drive in style.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that one in, I think it was Cedar Falls was where we went to the
over on Highway 90.
Yeah.
that crystal there. It's been there for over 50 years.
Really?
Because I was a kid and we went there. But I remember the first crystal ever was when I lived in Pritchard as a kid. They would skate out to your car. You'd place your order on that little speaker.
Of North,
they,
we call
and the girls had wore skates, and they would skate your order out to your car. And they put that little food tray thing on the side of your car.
Yep.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days. I've been trying to find out how old that one is on Highway 90, but I'll find out. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club call and texting line.
Warm rolling sea and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them. Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaves.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mike.
You know, earlier I was talking about baklava, but it's also Homemade Bread Day, Butter Day, and, of course, my favorite wine in the world, Zinfandel Day. Now, all I can think about is making some homemade bread, taking that soft whipped butter and smearing it on there.
Whooped butter.
Whooped butter and smeared on that bread. Sit back and eat it, drinking a little red Zinfandel. And maybe even to, you know, to quench my thirst for sweetness, a little bite of baklava. So that would be a great day.
Would you dunk the bread in your wine?
Why not? Why not? Two quick birthdays. Aaron Brandt, owner of Boudreaux's. We just mentioned
why they were on your mind,
I guess. But a great restaurant, great view of the sun going down late in the afternoons. Great place to go have a little early dinner, get your glass of wine or your favorite adult beverage, watch the sun go down. Great view.
Alabama table wine.
That's it. And then I want to say happy birthday to Ben Alleman. Him and his wife own Buster's Barbecue in Robertsdale.
Great
some
place.
Of the finest.
Oh man, it's good.
Brisket. Oh my God, the brisket. Now I like it. They'll say, "Do you want it lean or you want it some of that fat?" And I say, "Give me some of that fat."
That's the point.
That's the point.
Yeah, and then the lean comes from the flat. There's two parts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. But anywho,
Well, we don't do politics on this show as a rule.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we do is when it involves what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, politics got involved with what we do, and what we do kicked politics' butt. This week on The View, everybody's favorite horrible person, Whoopi Goldberg, had a bunch of Charlotte Russe, which is a really simple dessert. It's like sponge cake, some strawberry jam, a whipped topping on top. But there was a bakery in Long Island that's famous for theirs. And she said that she tried to order from them, and they refused her order because of her political views. Well, the Staten Island borough president, Vito Facilia, you don't want a dude named Vito Facilia mad at you in New York.
Or Sal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Vito has a press conference in New York, in whatever the capital of Staten Island is, and to say the city was aware that there was a boiler problem at this bakery, and that they explained to Whoopi Goldberg that they were having a boiler problem and did not want to commit to the order because they weren't sure whether or not they could fulfill it. But they did fulfill it. And it's obvious they did, because while she's complaining that they wouldn't fix her the order, she's surrounded on set by 50 Charlotte Russe from that bakery. So she just out and out lied.
Wow.
So the bakery is Holterman's Bakery in Staten Island. The owner, Jill Holterman, is, I believe, the third or fourth generation.
Wow.
Possibly fifth to own this bakery that has been in operation for 146 years. So she decided to take the hardest industry in the world to make a profit. And especially when you're going up against the big chains who artificially deflate the price of food just to put mom and pop businesses out.
Right.
And she decides she's going to use small business to advance her agenda, and she got caught in it. And this President Vito, is not, he's calling for at least an apology.
Oh, at least.
But honestly, she tried to sabotage a small business. She should be looking at jail time. The liable from that.
Well, the liable, okay.
Liability,
will probably force ABC to cancel the show, which...
Well, they keep saying, they've been saying for years that it's going out, they've canceled the show, but...
But they've been doing a lot of crazy stuff like this week.
It's like all the stars said they're going to leave the country, but they haven't yet, so... Yeah. But see, that right there, to mess with a small mom-and-pop business like that, and you're a powerful, wealthy person, and you slander a place like that, that's uncalled for.
Especially just because you want to eat. I mean, I know food's important, but...
It looks like she needs to stay away. She needs to go to a salad bar, maybe.
Now, I'm not going to comment on her physical appearance or anything, just her personality, which is wretched.
Yeah, it is.
But, what I'm saying is doing stuff like that should have criminal charges with it. Now, the bakery could sue them, but there should be jail time with something like that.
That's a little extreme.
Well, really?
But
you're going to put a bakery that's been around for 146 years out of business with a lie?
That's what you got to court system for.
See, that's the thing. It's a lie.
She's got money to sue her.
I think a retraction and maybe some service time in there to go in and actually work and see how it works. That's the problem. Most
community service would be good.
That's what I'm saying. Most people don't realize what other people do for a living.
It's,
you know, this attitude of, is that all you do? Well, I could do that. That's...
No. What the president of the Oviedo pointed out was the workers there get to work at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
To start making this food, and have for 146 years.
Got
to
make the donuts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's just—it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think the other is a little extreme. But that beside the point. The point is, you don't. Like you said, attack a small business who's, you know, part of the community. That's now.
If it was actual discrimination, not a problem.
Skewed view.
Or a misunderstanding. This wasn't a misunderstanding. She fabricated an entire story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, you know.
And you got to wonder
making
how much...
a false police report is a crime that you can go to jail for.
Well,
there's that.
True. Yeah.
So, there's that.
There is that point of how much of this is trying what we used to call shock radio, you know, where you go in and it's designed to get the attention.
Yeah.
You know, how much of that? So,
but eventually shock radio crosses a line and they end up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, how many times has Howard Stern's show been canceled? And he had to find somebody else to put him on the air.
And paid a buttload of money to.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point, though.
Yeah. But, and it's cherry filling, not strawberry. I read it.
Cherry.
Yeah. I've never had a Charlotte Russe.
Well, then it's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that changes everything right there. Changes everything.
Now we're talking criminal.
Up north, they have boilers up there, whereas we don't have that. Down here.
No, it's because we live in a boiler.
I look at people,
have basements up here. You don't have basements down here either.
We got some, but, you know.
They're not a good idea when you have hurricanes.
Well, if you live close to the water, you know.
Exactly, because the saturation point is going to drown you anyway.
Yeah, but, I lived in a house in Satsuma that the moisture problems with it, right on Steel Creek.
Well.
And it had a basement that it was all we could do to fight black mold.
Years ago.
How do you build a basement in sand? That's just not even smart.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the soil is up around Satsuma. But Sims, it's very sandy, and that's why it's
that's
so good for nursery.
I once
lived at Cottage Hill Road, one of the highest points in Mobile. And I was going to put...
Cottage Hill.
And I was going to put a basement... Where I was built, and it was going to be a half a basement because my house was off the ground. Because I wanted to put a wine cellar. I want to put a wine cellar. It's okay. And the city wouldn't say, I really, would not recommend it. And I said, why? He said, because there's so many streams, yeah, and water, mm-hmm, streams underground there. Yeah. You'll have problems forever.
Yeah.
And he was right, because people put in pools. Some of them had to put pumps in under outside of their, you know, down. They had, yeah, to put like a gravel bed to collect the water to pump it out,
yeah,
just so their, yeah, pool wouldn't collapse. Yeah. Yeah. And it made sense, but
where I grew up,
I still wanted a wine cellar.
You had soil. Yeah. You know, you were, your limestone was still a couple hundred feet down, you know, mm-hmm, or, and you had a lot of topsoil, you know, the, yeah, first half mile. Mm-hmm. But down here, it's all sand, you know.
But it's true, because there's so many up in the hills there. There's so many streams,
mm-hmm,
everywhere. You see a hill, and you'll see moisture at the bottom where the water's just leaking out of the ground, you know.
Nobody thinks about it around here, but if you drive around and all you see is Dog River signs.
Yeah, Dog River watershed.
Yeah, everything's, you know.
Yeah, and the watershed starts on this end up at Dreamland.
Yeah.
At that ditch that's right next to their parking lot, that's the beginning of a Slava Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And a Slava Creek winds all through this area by the mall here.
Right.
All of this stuff in this little canal back here gets, yep, funneled into a Slava, yep, Creek. The overflow from McGavin Circle or whatever that's called.
McGavin Park.
Thank you. I confuse it with McGavick Pike, which is a major road in Nashville. All of that ends up in a Slava, which ultimately ends up in Dog River.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's been a tremendous battle to keep a Slava Creek clean. They've done a great job of cleaning it up the last 15, 20 years, because all that garbage from this malls,
mm-hmm,
from the new shopping center, all of this asphalt out here, mm-hmm, every styrofoam cup or plastic lid, yep, ends up in Dog River.
Well, they have a Slava Creek music festival today too, but Ryan Balthorth, yeah, and them, they once a year get canoes or kayaks, and they, mm-hmm, go around and clean up the creek.
Yeah,
Slava Creek a lot.
That's at that. They launched now that new park on Dog River.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. It's near Riviera Duchesne,
mm-hmm,
out off of Riviera Duchesne, I believe. And they launched from there. I haven't been to that park yet. I need, mm-hmm, to go.
You say yet?
Yeah, yeah.
I think
that's where they're playing today.
I hear a video coming on.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be going to see Lauren Murphy if we went and drinking whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah. But I look at people's kayaks all the time. I go, that'd be nice. That'd, yeah, be nice. So relaxing.
Yeah, you got a truck now. You just pick it up, throw it in the bed of the truck.
I know.
Sticks River. They, yeah, can rent them in Sticks River, dude.
Yeah. There's a lot of places right
over here in Wilcox.
There's a park in Foley that is supposed to have a kiosk. You go up, put your credit card in, get a kayak, and go.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I want to check that out.
Where is that?
Some park in Foley that just got completely refurbished. I'm sure OWA money really helped with that.
I'm sure, yeah.
and the tourism stuff. And that's great. I would like every community to continue developing parks, because there's a lot of people that,
mm-hmm,
don't know what it's like to be outside.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club call and text in line.
You should choose Mobile, Alabama. You lose your blues. Sights down there you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach Mobile.
Mike Bailey, Stuart Reb Donald, devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
I want a big butter and egg man.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Stu.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
You know, we're going to be over there at the temple today.
Yes, sir.
Hobnobbing, sampling some bourbons. But, yeah, you know, right across the parking lot, you could see Bob's Downtown Diner.
I may see it from the interior afterwards.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I've already made a presence there.
Yeah.
You ought to go make a presence there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you're down there, stop by Bob's.
Dadgummit.
It's at the corner of Fat and Happy, it says Fat and Happy on the side of the building.
Yeah.
Corner of St. Francis and North Jackson. And if you're over in the grocery stores, Piggly Wiggly or your favorite grocery store, look for the Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Fine stuff. Made in Chickasaw.
Oh, them red hots, man.
Oh, my God. That and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't salt the cabbage down there. They put in, or don't add any more flavor because that Red Hot's got enough flavor to it.
I guarantee.
Hey, where'd I get that from?
You stole it.
Watching Justin Wilson talk about onions. Yeah. So, anyway. And then if you're over on Florida Street, be sure to stop by Butch. I was in Butch Cass the other day. Saw our friend, Derek Knight.
Oh, Derek.
In a table full of Auburn guys. And
celebrating it. Having one of the finest basketball programs the world's ever seen.
But yeah, there were some Bammer guys there to set the table too, but I think they made them set the end.
Yeah.
The table.
Well, after Alabama lost to Purdue Friday night, we need to pipe down.
But anyway,
there's already been some really marquee games this year. Auburn and Houston was a big game. Kentucky and Duke. And Kentucky under brand new coach Mark Pope looked great taking down Duke. Mm. And then Alabama and Purdue was a big game. That's two teams that were in the Final Four last year.
I'm just trying to get through football season.
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Well, you only got two more games left, buddy.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, y'all be booking your plans for the Birmingham Bowl.
We'll see. Oh, yeah. Well, usually that's y'all's. Anyway.
We're not making a bowl this year.
Anyway. Hey, next, we're like 11 days out from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Turkey Day.
Yeah, next Sunday we'll be talking turkeys. We'll be talking turkey next Sunday.
Yep. And duck and lobster.
And duck, that's right. That's a good idea, alternatives to those things.
It's not alternatives, it's the actual stuff.
Right,
turkey is the alternative.
Right, but I don't think a lot of people view it that way, but you're right. You're right, but we're going to talk about that next week. Of course, I'm going to make
economics.
What? I'm sorry, what?
What is it a matter of economics that we went from? Primary move.
Because turkeys
from
are
duck
easy to
mass
turkeys. Produce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rouse is giving away. Yeah. When you buy a ham, they'll give you a free turkey.
Uh-huh.
Wow. We'll be talking about, and I'll be doing wine pairings. You know, I'll make my suggestions on what wines to pair with your duck or goose. I have a friend who used to get goose every year.
Yeah. Plus, goose is traditional on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Europe, anyway.
Yeah,
a goose is like a really big duck with a little bit of gaminess to the flesh taste, like you would get from venison or lamb.
Right.
But still delicious with that beautiful crispy skin, which is also a polyunsaturated fat on goose as well as it is duck. Mm. The purpose of that fat is so they can maintain buoyance. It's not from diet, and that's why it's healthy. it's evolution.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's all
natural. Take advantage of evolution.
Yeah. It's all relevant.
Yeah.
So
that's a totally different subject.
But. Yeah. So
next week.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward to the next couple hours.
Yeah.
A couple hours from now.
Yeah. Whiskey.
I wonder what kind of food they're going to have there.
Hall sausage is going to be there, I believe.
And that's one of them.
Yeah. So we'll see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun event. It's great. And I always look forward to see Seth Detling and his wife there. Yeah,
I'd like to do a little interview with Seth, so if you think you could swing that for me.
Well, I'm sure. Just walk up to him.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's do some video.
You know, when I first met him, he looked like a very respectful, clean-cut real estate guy.
Businessman.
But now he's got a big old long beard. Last time I saw him, he had a big old long beard. He looks like he was on Swamp People or Duck Dynasty, and or from the show Moonshiners. You know, so he's got some interesting stories about how, and he set in for you one Sunday, and he told his story about dealing with the ABC board, and oh God,
yeah.
But you know, the ABC board has really come around a lot. And you got all those middle state Bible Belt, you know, the Black Belt, Bible Belt, politician like folks out of there that were not progressive at all in their thought process.
Puritans.
And they weren't about to allow you. Well, I remember when we brought Fat Bastard into the state. And they wouldn't let us bring Pinot Noir, but they did Chardonnay. And they said, well, that's just too much right now. So a year later, we got the Pinot Noir in. And then I tried to bring in Ménage à Trois, mm-hmm. out of California because we found it riding around one day, and they were one of the few wineries that were still open late in the afternoon to sample.
Yeah.
And we tried to bring it in, and the guy in Montgomery said, man, they will run me out on a pole and throw me in a river if I approve that. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, come back. I'm retiring in May. Come back. And to it then, I'll be retired then. And I said,
good old public servants.
And I but anyway, Alabama Crown ended up bringing it in like a couple of years later, and they had it done. But they're more open-minded, especially if you look at all the outdoor events now, and you're able to have an adult beverage.
Yeah. Well, and people forget that Mobile-Baldwin County, our culture is nothing like the rest of the state of
Absolutely.
Alabama because we're an international port.
Yeah.
And we've been multicultural since 1703.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the state, you get to some of these small towns, and there's either 100% white or 100% black
mm-hmm.
in their population. It's a whole different world when we got here. State of Alabama printed out these brochures. It was a tour of every winery in the state of Alabama. If you went all the way through it and got it stamped at each one, and then you'd get a token passport
mm-hmm.
for these. And the churches up in North Alabama went ballistic that taxpayer money had been spent to promote alcohol. And luckily, some level-headed people told them, go to church. You mm-hmm. go to church, let these people go visit a winery, mm-hmm. just like Christ would have done.
Hey, the Floribama has church every Sunday morning.
Yep. So it was a battle just because of those brochures.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just ridiculous.
Well, thank God.
Yep.
For food and
Benjamin wine. Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
There you go. Yep. Well, folks, it's about time to go, isn't it?
Got a little bit late.
Okay. Oh, well, we want you to get out
Mike
there.
Mike is so
He's
anxious
to get downtown, man. Yeah. That's all. He's ready to go.
We do want you to get out there and support local, be local, and buy local. Be generous during the holiday season as we approach. Thank God it's finally getting a little cooler out there.
Yeah.
Be safe. This Tuesday is supposed to be so bad weather Tuesday, so hopefully not too bad. But get out there, support local, be local, buy local, and
provolone!
Provolone, folks.
A bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street.